Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Hey, yeah, it's that time. Morena, Kupe.
Morena, Rosetta. How's it going this morning?
So good, Egor. I'm having fun. I'm all on my lonesome. Poor old Millie has got the lurgy, but I'm hanging in there, and it's nice to have a kōrero with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you, and it's always lovely to be catching up with you homies as well. Absolutely love the mahi that you guys do up there in Tamaki, and especially over a troublesome week for a couple of institutions up there. It seems like you guys have really got behind the cause, and it's all been very good for you.
Well, yeah, it's been a huge week, in all honesty, and many highs and many lows. Just over a week ago, last Thursday, we had the announcement that Flying Out Record Store on Pitt Street was closing, which was really sad because that was like a proper institution, real community based, and yeah, a real po in terms of like the emergence of the Others Way Festival. I was working there part-time, so, like, yeah, personally a really influential place for me as well. And then Neck of the Woods the same day, which is, like, an amazing club space here in Tamaki on K Road, announced their closure. But then since then, it's been amazing, this outpouring of love from the community. This Give a Little managed to raise 150K in this, like, in less than a week, since it was launched by the legends at Nympho, who are an amazing queer club night. So, yeah, it's been really beautiful to see the community start to rally. And also some, like, really important whakaaro and, like, kōrero about why it's so hard for venues to run and what's wrong with the system that we're operating within. So it's, yeah, it's been really sad, but it's also been really amazing to see people band together and start to have the difficult conversations.
Yeah, and I really appreciated, like, seeing that from afar, the actual absolutely outpouring of support that you guys have from your community. I see the Beths dropped $10,000 from their gig that they played in Philly, and like it just really shows the connection that these bands that are out there doing it, representing New Zealand, have. They have all of this respect for venues like Neck of the Woods, and it's just incredible to see the support get behind them. Where's the Give a Little for Flying Out? So you still have your part-time gig there as well?
There's no Give a Little for Flying Out.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, they've got a liquidation sale on at the moment, actually. So if anyone wants to get amongst that. But it's been a big old week. But, you know, like, people just keep on keeping on as well. The gigs don't stop. And it's a real grassroots energy flowing through Tamaki at the moment, I think.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that. And like you said, it is really lovely to be able to, I guess, open up and talk about the conversations around how these lovely venues make their profit. We're really fortunate, Te Papai Oia, to have two original music spaces that don't depend on the sale of alcohol.
Hell yeah.
And we really, really wish that the rest of councils around the country got behind that and understood the value in having all ages spaces where that isn't the main kind of way for people to make coin, eh? Like, it's crazy that that's just the model that we've been given here in Aotearoa, and it always just blows my mind that that's the case, eh?
Yeah, hard. And I'm hoping that how do I say this? I'm hoping that people were thinking about this when they go into the voting booths this year, and about how it is actually possible for us to demand more investment in arts and culture from our government. And it's not a far-fetched thing that has to be really low on the priority list, because we know that arts and culture is feeding so much amazing revenue back into our economy. So it's a worthy investment. Anyway, preaching to the choir a little bit, but
we're out here. We love to say on our radio station, vote this government out, get rid of them. We want the new one. we've had enough of these dudes, these Donnies, ripping money out for their corporate greed, you know? It is time for the future to come back around. And like you said, the arts hold so much value. There's actually an amazing spreadsheet put out by Massey University COCA course that shows the value in putting on a gig and how it actually affects the region or the place that that's in by people going out and spending money on dinner, public transport, all of those things add to like a burgeoning economy. So more art, more money for art. Let's be honest.
That's the one. Tautoko. What have you been up to down in Te Papauia? Have we got gigs on, stuff on this weekend?
Yeah, so tonight Radio Control are putting on a gig down at a skate shop on George Street here in town called Dead Fish. We've started this series of gigs that we're going to be doing monthly down there, which is just really, really exciting for us. We are putting a particular feature on local high school bands. So we have the band that came second at the regional Rockwest finals headlining tonight. They're called Cherry Jam, all Wahine rock band. And it is so choice. And then we've got a couple of other artists, Show Pony and Research and Speed, coming down as well. It's a completely free gig. We're getting some pizza shouted as well. And there's also a skate jam happening from 6:30. So it's all happening here in Te Papauia. Very, very lucky. What's happening up in Tamaki this weekend?
So much, man. So much. Well, last night I was at Stereolab at the power station. Wow. That was pretty freaking unreal, to be honest. And they had Glass Vaults opening for them as well, which was awesome because I do love their music, but they're not playing live all that much anymore. So that felt really special to see that. That's all part of Strange Universe Winter Edition, which has been put on by Strange News and Banished Music joining forces. The last of that series of shows is The Vales and Jasmine Mary tomorrow night at the power station as well. But that's been an amazing run. I went to Kate Le Bon a couple of weeks back, Kelly Moran and Mote at the Kahui St. David's Church. And there's been some really amazing shows as part of that. But then across the city this weekend, there's heaps of stuff happening as well. Maynard Larkin's playing with a full band at Whammy Bar tonight. The fundraising events for Neck of the Woods just keep on coming because they've met their 150k goal to, you know, settle all the debt and not have to close their doors. But anything additional now, people can still donate via the Give a Little, is going to go towards ensuring that, yeah, they can actually rebuild in a way that is more sustainable and not so reliant on alcohol, like we were saying before, and ensure that the reopening is as smooth as possible. So there's a whole bunch of DJs that are playing at Donation World, which is put on by Lerm World, at Garage Project tonight. All of the proceeds from the Garage Project beer lager purchases from that is going towards the fundraiser. So it's like drink beer and save Neck of the Woods. win. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, and then a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Alongside the Vales playing tomorrow night, Welcomer are playing at Nice Goblins, which is like a Welcomer are awesome, eh?
They're Palmy adjacent, by the way.
Are they?
Shannon Jordan. Yeah, Shannon Georgia Peterson's from Palmy, lives in Palmy, teaches in Palmy, represent.
Wonderful. Good stuff. Yeah, so there's always heaps of stuff on up in Tamaki, and a couple of blows over the last few weeks, but I think people are feeling fired up and ready to, yeah, go and continue to see some music, but also, I don't know, start some shit.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the, like, beautiful things when the government starts to steal money from arts and culture is that a lot of DIY movements have started this way internationally. This is kind of the space where you can step in and the people that do have can share with the community and make some really cool stuff happen. So don't be afraid. Joy is an act of resistance is what I like to say.
Tautoko, 100%. Okay, you've got a song for us and you've got a bit of a story behind this one.
So yesterday I've been doing breakfast radio for almost 5 years now, right?
Wow.
And I've interviewed many people, a plethora of people over my time, but yesterday morning I had the most interesting interview I've had in my entire life. I've sent the entire half hour to you guys on a Google Drive so you can go have a listen. I think that they will make great breakfast radio up there. And Tamaki Makaurau as well. But they had a bit where John Cena entered the room and they had a fight with John Cena. they had a bit where they had shout outs to every single mayor that's ever graced the stages of PNCC, Palmerston North City Council. I asked them questions, they completely disregarded them and just railroaded the entire interview to just say whatever they felt like saying. And it was fantastic. After I played their song, we were talking while the song was playing and they're like, "You just got to chuck me back on." And I'm like, "Okay, if this is how I get rid of this guy, this is what I have to do." And I chucked him back on. They had a fight with John Cena. It was about a 3.5 minute fight on air. And then they proceeded to do their song and karaoke version twice in a row. So it was a super interesting time. The artist is Artie One. I think it's a rip-off of the rural delivery codes, or there was that company called RD1. The song's called Always Been a Winner, and it is just absolutely, I guess, unhinged is probably the best way to put it. But they're talking about some deep topics in the song as well, so it's a bit of this and that. I've sent you the original version. They've sent me, like, multiple remixes of it since. lots of them with crazy sound bites in it, but we've just given you the core version there, and I hope that the people of Tamaki enjoy it. At first I reached out and I was like, "This is freaking AI, what the heck is this?" And it's not. They showed me the stems, it's proper, and it blew my mind. I reckon you guys should chat to RD1 sometime. They'll railroad your entire morning show as well.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, but this sounds pretty awesome.
I think it was just like one of those moments, like where you're just like, this person is running an entire gimmick. Oh, I forgot to say that they showed up on a Zoom meeting as a cow with Country Calendar playing in the background as well.
As you do. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. But you've sent me a much more serious, not necessarily serious. But,
oh, it's pretty crack up, but in a different way.
And it's from an awesome ads compilation. Tell us a bit about all of this.
Yes, so the people that set up the Give a Little to save Neck of the Woods were Nympho, who are just the most amazing queer club night that's been running for a little while now here in Tamaki. They're quite an institution and have had a really close relationship with Neck of the Woods over the years. I saw a couple of them, the people behind it, on Friday night at Neck of the Woods because it had just been announced, and so I went to the gig that was on Friday night, and immediately when I was talking to them, they were like, "We're gonna save it. Like, it's not happening. It's not closing. We're gonna do this and we're gonna save it." And within the span of that week, they had their own club night that they were putting on at Whammy on Saturday night with Kavari and this amazing lineup of artists and DJs. So they were busy enough as is, and then set up this Give a Little, which managed to raise 150K. Curated this 39-track compilation to put on Bandcamp as an extra fundraiser, have been coordinating other gigs and fundraisers, have rallied every single corner of electronic music in Tamaki Makaurau to come together to save this venue. So, I mean, I just want everyone to remember. I want all of the freaking white boy drum and bass DJs to remember that it was the queer club night that saved their favorite venue. So, but anyway, this compilation.
What's new, Rosetta?
Yes. So this compilation is insane as well. There's artists from across the motu, from further afield. Nina Jirachi has donated tracks to this. It shows the breadth and depth of the sounds that have been played at Neck and the artists that have benefited from that space. So I can't recommend enough that people go and cop it from Bandcamp. You can pay $15 or more if you want to donate more. And the track I've chosen is a really awesome version of 685, of course, Victor J. Sefor, remixed by Lady Shaka, which is just so awesome.
I feel like your music choice this morning is so much more wholesome than mine.
Nah, I think Rungus is wholesome in its own way. I'm excited to get into this.
Yeah, you're going to hear the track and you're going to wonder about the character behind the track. But we don't have to wonder about the characters behind this, the tracks that you've sent through to us, because this is just an absolutely awesome co-pupper. And I reiterate, if there is anyone out there with a couple of spare bucks and they want some music and they want to support an awesome venue up in Tamaki Makaurau, go and cop this. This was shared amongst a few music sharing groups that I'm a part of over the week as well. And it's just so choice, like you said, to see an awesome community getting behind a venue and making sure that it can stay an institution for you guys up there in Tamaki, eh?
All right. Okay, well, I'm really excited to listen to this RD1 track. I'm going to let you go and get on with the rest of your Friday morning. But always a pleasure to chat with you, Ehoa. I hope you have an awesome rest of your Friday, eh?
Hey, same to you, and sending all the aroha to all of the music whānau up there in Tamaki Makaurau. You guys are doing absolutely awesome mahi and making good things happen. Love to see it.
Oh,
hey,
thanks
so much, Rosetta.
Ka kite.
Aroha nui. Ka kite.
Feel strange. I see them move their eyes and look away from me. I see their mouths, they're whispering. I don't hear them, but I know just what they say. Ooh. Do you look at him and see what he is doing? Ooh. And I can even tell what they are thinking. Many questions implied.